Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to some misconceptions regarding the funeral prayer. Now, generally, what one must understand that this funeral prayer is primarily a supplication or a dua for the person who is deceased, for the deceased person. It has to be prayed in congregation, obviously, and the procedure which has been prescribed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually outlines its structure only. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not ascertained or prescribed any utterance that has to be compulsorily prayed in the funeral prayer. And the structure or the form of the prayer is that the deceased person shall be placed between the Imam and the Qibla, and people shall stand behind the Imam in rows, of course. And then there shall be some extra takbirs which shall be said. The amount of this, the number of these takbirs has not been fixed. 4, 5, 6, 7, any number of takbirs can be said. And then while standing, the salam shall be said. So this is the structure of the prayer. Since as I said earlier on, this prayer is primarily a supplication or a dua for the deceased person. So therefore, the dua or the supplication that shall be said by people has been left to themselves. They have not been fixed at all. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not made it mandatory to utter certain duas prescribed by him, which have been made compulsory. On the contrary, he has left it to the discretion of people to pray whatever they want to for the deceased person. Also, another misconception in this regard is that the number of rows in congregation is generally thought to be odd. So people insist that the number of rows while standing in rows should be in the odd number. This again is not proven or from any authentic narrative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not find any authentic or sahih narrative of the Prophet which says that the number of rows should be odd in number, something which we find to be insisted upon so frequently and so vehemently by our prayer leaders. So we should know that there is no such nothing mandatory in this regard by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can make even rows or odd rows. It's totally up to us. So in a nutshell, we can say that the funeral prayer is primarily a supplication for the deceased person. As far as the supplication themselves are concerned, they have not been prescribed in any way as compulsory by the Prophet. They have been left to the discretion of the people who read the prayer, who are standing in the prayer. And the only thing that has been made compulsory is the structure of the form, the external form of the prayer, in which after the takbir, by raising hands, one has to say certain extra takbirs. And these extra takbirs actually signify the fact that it is God who has brought this moment before us, that He has taken away a very beloved one from amongst ourselves. He is the person, He is the being who has the power to take away souls, and He is the being who has the power to bless people with souls and bless people with children or life. So He takes away life and He gives life. When we say these extra takbirs, we actually acknowledge this power of the Almighty. So we need to understand the whole philosophy of the funeral prayer, and we also need to understand that there are these misconceptions which generally are marred, which generally exist or prevail regarding this funeral prayer, and regarding which we need to be careful about. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.